The state-owned telecommunications company Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited recently announced what it called its One India rate. The company's chairman, A.K. Sinha, says the scheme will allow people to call anywhere in the country for less than 2 cents a minute on both landlines and mobile phones.
This will be one of the most affordable, customer-friendly and innovative scheme for long-distance calls. It marks the death of distance.
The company says the move is targeted at the common man and will make telephone services affordable for the country's low-income earners. Analysts say it is also a bid to increase market share in an industry that is growing at a breakneck pace and becoming fiercely competitive. Much of the explosive growth in the telecom industry has come in the mobile phone sector, where calling prices have been steadily reduced, bringing millions of new customers on board. There are now more than 75 million mobile phone users in the country, up from just 10 million 3 years ago. But in a country of a billion plus people, there is still a huge market waiting to be tapped, and much of that lies in the country's vast rural areas, where two-thirds of the people live. So far, wireless services only cover about one-third of India's 600,000 villages. By the end of the year, they are expected to cover the entire country. As a result, mobile phone companies have begun aggressively pursuing rural India by offering cheap handsets and innovative subscription schemes. Recently, they have offered customers a phone number for life for a one-time fee of about $20. Prashant Singhal, head of telecom analysis at Ernst & Young in Bangalore, says mobile phone ownership has surged in the wake of such schemes.
In terms of subscribers, this month of January was the highest additions which have been in the industry at about 4.5-5 million subscribers. So I think that is the rate which should continue per month, close to 4-odd million.
However, Mr. Singhal says revenue from these new users is likely to be low and operators will increasingly depend on peripheral services to increase revenue, such as the sale of ringtones and wireless games. But optimism pervades the market and several foreign companies have increased their stake in India after the government raised the foreign direct investment limit in telecommunications from 49% to 74% last year. Britain's Vodafone bought a 10% stake in India's largest wireless company, Bharti Televentures, for $1.5 billion. And Malaysia's Maxis Communications has acquired a stake in Aircel for more than $1 billion. Analysts say by the end of this year, India could be the world's third largest mobile phone market behind China and the United States. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.